The moon is an old man, did you know? With a cigarette nestled comfortably in the corner of his mouth. And the smoke of the man of the moon are the clouds, candy white on the silk satin sky. She points this out with the air of a queen, as if she were to tell me of Zeus and Hera or Akhenaten or the stock market or Barack Obama or the way to wear a shawl. She says the man of the moon is lonely, but nobody knows, because nobody cared to ask. Why is he lonely? I inquired. She laughed and said, well, insomnia isn't a party every night. I agree. Yes. It is a lonely thing, like when you first discover that the fascinating set of tiles all have the same pattern. Or when old jokes are the only things that make you feel at home, she continues, taking my cigarette and crushing it beneath her heel. Those are bad for you, she says, setting the line of vision between us in concrete. I know, I say, I know. They will give me blood clots and lung cancer and yellow teeth and bad breath, and I will turn to nicotine and get hooked on that too, and I will never become unhooked. I may as well become a hooker. Nah, she says, and her laughter reminds me of water birds and petal bells. It's bad for you because it will make you lonely, like the guy up there. Oh yes, I reply, wondering why I was not mad. I spent the last of my on-hand cash on that cigarette.